as I am starting this new venture, I am fueled by emotions and frustrations that I'm sure so many of you can relate to, and which is probably what brought you to finding this page on the internet. I hate my job. I am a hard worker. I love accomplishing things, but I feel like I am stuck in a hamster wheel. I feel like I know better than the business owners, than my managers, but I am not being given the resources to succeed. And somehow I'm letting this define my whole existence. I'm feeling like a failure. I am feeling like I've wasted so much time on things that don't really matter. I have dreamt about taking jobs at nonprofit organizations and getting more involved in the community, but I haven't done it. Part of my reluctance to go in the nonprofit sector is because I have had some exposure to it, and I know that there is corporate structure and corporate destruction involved. And I don't really want to be a part of that. I feel like it'll be another place where my job will define me, and I won't be doing the good in the world and for myself and my family that I really need to do in order to feel at peace with myself and feel like the life I'm living is what I want. So I decided to take a look outside of my job. And if I just accept the fact that maybe my job, at least right now, is not the most fulfilling, personally rewarding thing that I'm doing in my life. Maybe I go and I get my work done, I do the best I can, and I learn to find peace with that. Whether I agree with my superiors, whether I meet every goal or not, I do my best, and I go on to the next part of my life when that part of my day is over. Because there's more to life than just my job, and I need to come to terms with that, and I need to find other ways to feel good about myself. So, taking job and taking the, you know, normal worry of life's finances, I'm putting that into a different category. I'm putting that over there on the other side of the room, on the other side of my brain, moving it out of the way. If I don't think about those things, about wanting to win the lottery, to save the world, or to live in a fancy mansion, or whatever, I'm putting all of that away because that's not really in my control to fix at this very moment. All I can do is chisel at that day by day and do the best I can. So that's my solution there. So what else is there? There's my mental health, and that can't all come from my job. There are things that I can be doing and should be doing every day to give my mind a rest, to give my mind a focus outside of just work, to be challenging and kind to my mind. And then there's my body. I go through stages of being really active and eating really well, and then I go back to eating crappy and not working out very much. And I can tell you that usually the thing that impacts my phases the most is how busy I am at work and how stressed I am at work and how tired I am at work. If I'm too tired, if I'm too stressed, I don't take care of my body anymore. I eat what's the fastest solution, not what's good for me. I'm too tired at the end of the day, so I won't go to my fitness class. That is letting my job take over my life again, and I'm not going to do it anymore. So I'm making commitments right now to take care of my mind and my body. And I'm also making commitments . So what are the other things in life that are important to me? My family, the people in my community, my friends. And what makes me feel good about myself more than even accomplishing something at work? It's when I make somebody smile. It might be at work, when I help an employee or a coworker complete a goal or reflect on themselves and help them develop new skills and confidence. It might be exposing my daughter to something amazing and watching her experience that. It might be making sandwiches for homeless people. It can be something as small as seeing somebody smile when you do something simple, like open the door for them, tell them you like their shirt. People aren't receiving that enough, and to receive it might just make their day. It might turn their day completely in a different direction, and that's something I can contribute to. And another thing that's really important to me is the planet. What are we doing to this world to make it a better place, or at least keep it from destructing? Why is my trunk open?